Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have joined me on the phone now Shirley Rogers, who is president of the Lansing School Board. Good evening, Shirley. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, I am well. You are in the final week or so of having to come up with a budget with the Lansing School Board. We've been following this closely throughout the process. I guess the best place to start is just to ask where we are now on Friday evening.
We are hopeful still that we will have a balanced budget. Our employee groups have come together to help the district address the budget deficit. And there are proposals that employee groups are voting on even yet today.
Well, this is very encouraging then, isn't it?
It is very encouraging. We have several groups that were a little late to the table. However, we're going to have a short meeting with everyone just to make sure that everyone is still on the same page, and hopefully that will nail down everyone.
So we're and it's an editorial we, obviously, we're that close to getting this thing handled appropriately.
We feel that we're very close to getting it handled.
Now, the talks that have been ongoing have been about employee groups and concessions. Is that accurate?
That would be an accurate one-word description. I think it's fair to say, particularly with the legislation that's going on in the Michigan House and the Michigan Senate, which is dealing with employee contributions, particularly to the cost of health care, I would still consider that a concession anytime you're asking employees to pay for something that they have not paid for in the past.
So watching that legislation is a part of this process clearly as well.
Absolutely. It is a part of the process, particularly since there is additional funding tied to one piece of legislation that is related to our school aid fund contribution for revenue. They have a clause that they refer to as best practices. And districts that achieve 4 out of the 5 best practices will receive $100 additional money in their per pupil allocation. And for Lansing, that's over $1 million. So obviously, any agreements that we work out with the employee groups has to be done in a way that we qualify for 4 of those 5 best practices. So that's been a part of the discussion, too.
Well, in some of these, perhaps the intricacies of this, of what you're explaining, gives people a clue as to why this process does take so much time and so many meetings and phone calls and communications. There's so many moving parts.
There are moving parts even as we speak. Plus, the other problem that we have is all of the criteria and definitions for qualifications, well, those haven't either been decided or published or worked out, so that we're trying to craft language to catch every eventuality, and sometimes it feels as if we're guessing as to what it may mean.
Well,
and so that is adding to the difficulties that we have.
Well, yeah, I'm imagining this as you're telling me this, Shirley. You know, it's like trying to form something that's like a crystal ball that can guess any outcome that might happen.
That's what we're trying to do.
Like I said, this is now becoming very clear as to why it's so unclear.
And I think it's hard for the public because they're like, well, why don't they just meet and why don't they just ask for X amount of dollars? And, you know, we've got legislation in the Senate that says an employer will pay 80%, the employees will pay 20%. But at the same time, you've got legislation in the House. Well, and they had a proposal on the table that said an employer couldn't pay more than $5,000 towards the cost of insurances for a single person, but $15,000 for the cost of a family plan. And so you've got a percentage on one side, hard dollars on the other side, and then we have to try to figure out, well, which way is it going to go? And are they going to come together in conference committee with the different maybe percentage or different numbers in the cap? And so we're trying to get, you know, information from, you know, lobbying areas that are dealing with this on a daily basis. We get updates from Michigan Association of School Boards, and it's like just trying to take the best information you possibly can to try to work on doing what the Constitution requires, which means we have to pass a balanced budget by midnight June 30th.
Wow. Well, yeah, like I said, the task at hand, to say it's difficult would be a massive understatement at this point. The folks meeting and working, the school employees and so forth, and union groups meeting, do we take it as a good sign that the meeting to a special meeting to approve a budget was postponed, that that's a good sign that everybody's still working hard?
I think that it is a very good sign, and I have to say I am so pleased and proud of our employee groups, all of them, because they came together when, of course, all the legislation was going on to say, you know, people, we're going to be in all this together. We need to sit down and talk to each other, and that was unique for Lansing schools. And so once they did that, well, I got a phone call, and I was invited to attend a meeting, and I did. And we kind of talked about how do we do what's best for our students, what's best for the community, and what's best for our district, because we knew that all of these things were coming forward, and we didn't have any idea how it could be handled separately. We all had to come together. So I went to their meeting, we had a conversation, and they said that they were willing to come together and sit down and talk about how they could help the district deal with its budget deficit. And I was very pleased that the employees took the initiative and asked the board if they would be willing to sit down and talk about how we could all work together. And it has been a very liberating process, I believe. Everybody has come there willing to work. We've spent hours and hours. One Friday, we started at noon, and we didn't finish until almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And everybody was still there. So there's been a lot of effort and commitment and thought and planning and trying to come up with ways that accomplished the dollar figures that we needed to have it accomplished and harm particularly our lowest paying employees, you know, harm them as at least as possible.
Do you feel cuts were made both in administrative salaries as well? So do you feel that the employees are looking at this and perhaps it's easier to move forward in these negotiations when they realize that everybody is taking a cut?
I think that has made a tremendous difference for the employees.
Well, it speaks to the sincerity of what you're all trying to get accomplished, that's for sure.
Well, and I would totally agree with you on that. I think our board has been very deliberate in looking at if we're going to ask the people who make the least amount of money to give concessions, well, we have to ask the people who are receiving the most money to make at least those concessions. And I think when the board took the action in relationship to the top-level administrator contracts and had those reduced, as well as the contribution to the cost of the health insurance, and that was signed and done, you know, a month and a half or 6 weeks ago, that was a clear signal that the board expected everyone to participate.
Absolutely. Well, we will certainly stay tuned. Things are changing as we speak, as we said, at moving parts, and it's a fluid situation. We'll look forward to hearing some great news early next week, if not before.
Okay, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with the public again.
Well, I always appreciate that. I think it's great when people can hear it right from you in the process and how it's coming along. Thank you, Shirley. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, then. Thank you, Cheryl. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Shirley Rogers, who is president of the Lansing School Board, on contract negotiations and budget talks. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.